mouth is so
dry.
Oh,
I guess, yeah.
I need more cat water.
Oh, I like that green apple.
I don't like it. Watermelon, not good.
Well, welcome back to Pop Rocks and Bleach, the only podcast on the air that's providing free Pop Rocks ASMR.
Maybe next time we can drink some bleach.
Next time, bleach is on the menu. Heck yeah. So in the studio today, which is also my bedroom, who do I have? Give yourself a nice introduction.
I be Clayson Wiley, the number one financial supporter of Pop Rocks and Bleach.
Actually, a fact. Clayson, in the past 3 months, has been my only supporter. Just recently, we've got another one. But
yeah, I have paid about a total of $15 in the 3 months to equivocate to one episode of Pop Rocks and Bleach.
So let's start with that. What made you want to sponsor a podcast?
Well, so I listen on Spotify, you know, the superior streaming service.
Obviously.
As any good self-respecting American should. And at the top, you didn't know this, but there was a link and it said, support this creator. And I'm all about supporting creators. And at the time, you know, I had too much money, as any again, self-respecting American does. And so I said, hey, money. I'll just give to the less fortunate. And you were the less fortunate of the day and the past 3 months.
Perfect. Well, I'm glad I could be less fortunate in your eyes for this amount, as any American should. I can't think of a single situation where I've just sat back and been like, you know what? I've got too much money.
No, I told you about this before. I have had that problem in the past week, which is why I've spent $200 on Legos.
That's true. I came home today and you and our friend Alex over here were playing Legos in the front yard. In it's like 75 degrees. It's just dirt. There's not even grass.
Well, we set my jacket and hoodie down so we didn't have dirt, but I mean, we're not
that smart.
We're not primitive.
Of course. The inner troglodyte stays with where it belongs on the inside. So, you've been very outspoken about Legos and the outdoors. What connections do you have with the two, and why would you think they would be good together?
Well, it was mostly because I showed up at your house early. I had a Lego set, and I wasn't going to walk into your home.
That's true.
So we played with the Legos outside your home.
That's reasonable.
It seems like the only reasonable thing to do, really.
Wait, you were here when Tyler left, right?
I was.
Why did he lock the door?
I don't think... Did he?
Yes.
Oh, I don't know. I don't know.
I don't know. He just saw you guys and left you outside?
Well, he acknowledged us.
Oh. He didn't ask any questions?
Does Tyler ever ask any questions?
No. Only the important ones.
There were no important questions to ask. Everything we were doing was very evident.
Yeah. Is this a trick question? What are you doing? Yeah, well, I guess today is just Lego boys outside for today.
You know, Mondays are for the Lego boys.
I have heard that.
They say it.
You know them, the other guys.
The man.
Yeah, so... tell me about you and Jeremiah.
Me and Jeremiah. Part of me and Jeremiah do you want
to
know
back
about?
To the sponsorships.
Okay.
I'm still so extremely confused.
Uh-huh.
Because actually what I would like to hear is, as a sponsor, you are the people that I should be marketing my content towards, because you're the people who are paying. So what would you like to see out of the podcast?
I would like to see subtitles on the videos that you upload.
I don't even upload videos, dog.
I would like to see videos uploaded with subtitles.
Okay. We could get a camera.
I don't want that. I lied to you. I don't know what I want.
Okay. How about I could try to do more consistent uploads, because this is like the worst time on the planet to try and start a podcast.
Yes.
During COVID-19.
But at the same time, also the best, because no one has anything to do but listen to podcasts.
You know what? It's a double-edged sword, and I'll eat it anyways.
Both edges?
Yeah, sword swallower.
They scare me. They've always scared me. I've never understood it.
I thought they used to be like a slap bracelet.
Yeah.
That they just curl in their mouth.
Well, that would make sense.
As it goes down.
Do they actually swallow the sword?
I'm pretty sure like professionals do, but I don't know. I've seen some that are just like a fruit roll up in your mouth.
Well, hey, never mind.
No, go ahead. What were you going to say?
Well, you're familiar with the, what is it, Scotty T Sucks Instagram page?
Yes, I'm a
big fan.
I was
just reminiscing on the two photos that are on there of you and me eating one end of a fruit roll-up.
The true American love story. Lady and the Tramp.
This has just been the most American episode, isn't it?
I guess so.
Wow.
Man, if you don't listen, you're not American. And if you are American and you still listen, you're double American.
Nicely done.
And you know what? I don't think I've talked about this before. I might have. I'm very outspoken on it.
Okay.
The United States was found by an individual called Amerigo Vespucci.
Yes, I'm familiar.
And every other thing on the planet, we use last names to name people after. We could have been the United States of Vespuccia, and instead we're the United States of America. I don't know. I would rather be the United States of Vespuccia. How do you feel about that?
I don't know. That sounds Spanish. And I'm sure America, or yeah, I'm sure that was at one point in time Spanish, but
yeah,
at this point I'm so desensitized. I'd rather keep it the same.
Yeah, sometimes you just look at something and it's hard to tell where it originated because it might have come through different cultures and stuff. Like Australia was mm-hmm. just like Britain's convict island, and now they have their own dialect and everything.
Yeah. Well, it's still English. It's just the same thing as original dialect, yeah.
I don't know. Sometimes listening to those people, I can't understand, and I speak English.
I don't speak English.
What do you speak? What's your main form of communication then?
Emojis.
Emojis?
I communicate exclusively with the same three emojis.
So you're more of a virtual communicator.
No, I say emojis.
You say emojis.
Yes.
Let's get an example of that real quick. Go ahead and spit some bars for us.
No, because while it is my main mode of communication, I am unfamiliar with what the emoji sounds like. I'm still studying the emoji movie, the ancient text.
Of course.
To understand how to best say that.
So you're already paying me money to do this, mm-hmm. so you might as well have some input.
Right.
Are there any other podcasts you listen to that there's something they do that you might want to see incorporated? Or is there something that no one else does that you want my podcast to be the only one doing? This is your opportunity.
So you're going to think this is a little bit crazy to find out that I'm a monetary supporter of this when I don't actually listen to podcasts very frequently. And when okay. I say frequently, I mean the once every once in a while that you upload a podcast is the only time I listen to podcasts.
That's true. I'll take that. So, okay, so some things that we've been thinking about doing is getting some merch, like having some stickers with the logo and the little Spotify bar right, so you yeah. can scan it.
The melty brain.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. Melty brain. You know how it'd be. And then, like me, I don't know, a shirt or something. That'd be kind of cool. Or we could do, if I get a camera, then we could upload it to YouTube so you guys can see where we are and what we're doing and have some sort of context.
Yeah, actually something about that. The setup you had, I knew it was in your bedroom. This is not actually what I initially had in my mind, you know? I don't know. For anyone who's unaware, which is anyone except for the three people that have been on the podcast.
True.
The way the podcast works is there's a table and you're seated.
A dining table.
Yeah, you're seated side by side. Initially, I had thought we sat across from one another.
Mm-hmm.
But I realized that's a lot of room to occupy in a bedroom.
Yeah, and especially I only have so much room in here, right? So, and I didn't want to do it out in the living room because it's such a big area. I'd have to soundproof everything.
Right.
Or we'd have to have a blanket over our heads yeah. while we record, which would be really intimate and weird. Mm. So, I wouldn't mind.
Is that, yeah, I was going to say, is this not intimate and weird?
It's intimate, but it's not weird. Speaking of, have you ever made out with someone while you had Pop Rocks in your mouth?
Is this an invitation, or are you about to speak on an experience?
It's a missed opportunity. We already ate the Pop Rocks. I just thought about it now.
You know what? I did experience today also involving my mouth that I did not enjoy nearly as much as everyone hypes it up to be.
I am fearful of what is about to come next.
Boba.
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 You did not like boba?
Well, okay, so when I drink soft drinks, ice, things that have ice in them pretty much, every once in a while towards the end, ice has a tendency to shoot down the back of my throat. And you'll hear me every once in a while, you hear while I'm drinking. If yeah. you hear that, you know ice just shot down my throat.
That's the ice sound.
The identical fear for boba.
Mm-hmm.
And it panned out exactly as I thought it would. We went to that new ice cream place, Sweet Monster in Fairbanks.
I have heard things about it.
I have ordered ice cream there. mm-hmm. and I wish they would have put dirt in it at least, so there would have been some flavor.
Really? You said it just tastes like
it tasted cold? Like I was eating cold air. Yeah.
Wow.
Like breathing in negative 30.
Did you get AC flavored?
No, I got the brownie mix. The only thing that had flavor was like the two chunks of brownie that was in it.
Oh, rest in peace.
Yeah. And today I got the sweet milk and I don't know what it was called. It was sweet milk. And the picture is like a black little bar or like substance at the bottom. I didn't realize that was boba. I thought it was like a syrup. So I was like, oh, just mix it in. And yeah, then I'll drink
little boba
tasty
pearls.
Milk. Yeah, I didn't realize it was boba. And I was absolutely petrified. I was like, this isn't good.
Was it the rice boba or was it the, like the popper pearls?
It was like the tapioca, I think.
Mm-hmm.
And it was also, to the best of my understanding of how boba works, undercooked.
Okay.
It's like I chewed it. And you know how like when noodles are undercooked a little bit, they got that weird firm mush?
I think that's how bobas are supposed to taste.
Is it?
Yeah.
That is awful. Wow.
It's an acquired taste. Yeah. Like if you don't like it, then you're not going to like
it. Yeah, I think like it. If it was just eating the boba, you know, like blueberries,
yeah,
I could do it. But it's like the uncertainty of when the boba is shooting up the straw into my mouth hole.
But you have like the big thick straw, yeah, was, right? So you could yeah. see it through?
No, because I wasn't looking in the straw while I was drinking from it.
I
it wasn't
always do clear. That. I have to plan.
It was a black straw. So I couldn't see through the straw or anything.
I always load the straw up with boba, and then you can shoot them out like a little pea shooter.
Well, I did something kind of like that. I drank, and I got three boba pearls in my mouth. So I opened my car door and spit all three of them out because I didn't appreciate that. And then there was one hanging out at the top, but just a little bit. So I pinched it out of the window.
What a menace. You're lucky those are biodegradable. That's a $10,000 fine.
The birds could eat them, I'm sure, too.
Maybe they might have the same reaction you did. They're just gross. Making birds have sad experiences.
So I just gave it to Mr. Alex over there. Oh. He drank it.
Are you a fan of boba?
Yeah.
Okay. That's two for boba so far. Actually, maybe I'll pull that after this. Well, I'll tweet out who likes boba and who doesn't because...
Like, I'm not anti-boba. It's just not for me.
Sure.
And I was talking about it with someone over Twitter, and they said that Sweet Monster boba isn't great and that it should have gone to the boba place. And sure, I absolutely recognize that. The boba specialty place is going to be better than the ice cream specialty place boba. Mm-hmm. I don't know if I'm willing to risk it again.
I always get my boba from Boba Smoothie, which is in the Shoppers Forum Mall. Yeah, that one's pretty good.
I think I might be able to do it if I like take the lid off and don't use a straw.
Just use your hand.
Or use a clear straw. Well, you know what I mean. Like a sip it like a normal conventional cup.
Sure.
Yeah.
Sure, that would make sense.
I don't know. I don't like orbs shooting into my mouth when I just want milk.
Hot take.
And I take that to the grave.
Don't order orbs when you just want milk. I would like the milk orbless, please. Hold the orbs.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, I'm glad. And you said the ice cream tasted like nothing.
I taste absolutely nothing. And I was there with a friend, and they were like, oh, this Oreo ice cream's pretty good. I was like, we'll try some of mine. And they ate some of mine. I ate some of theirs, the natural order of things. And I was like, yours also tastes like nothing. And sure. They proceeded to eat it. And she was like, wow, I hate you. This does taste like nothing.
Oh, so you open their eyes.
Mm-hmm. Their third ice cream eye.
Man, maybe that's what happens when you get brain freezes. Is this the eye trying to open? Just like flexing as hard as it can.
And the ice cream enzymes are like, no, sir. They super glued that puppy closed.
Hopefully not. You can't open your third eye with just about anything.
Mine was ice cream then.
I used a screwdriver. Yeah. Doctors didn't like that.
No, they usually don't.
They called it a self-lobotomy or something. I don't know.
Yeah, the doctors actually didn't like when I opened my second eye with a belt.
Oh, yeah. Well, explain that for us, because that was an adventure all in itself.
How do you explain that? It was a 24-hour adventure. So as to not get in trouble with my recruiter or anything, I sustained an eye injury. It was done by a leather belt while horse playing. I will testify this in court one day, probably. And it directly made contact to my right eye, or didn't. I don't know. There's no interior damage, eye doctor said. That was cool. But the iris pooled with blood, which was kind of exhilarating and insane.
As one does.
As one does, yeah. And I may or may not have had trouble seeing out of it. Come to find out that was just the pressure rising.
Mm-hmm.
But we went to the eye doctor. No, we went to the ER, my bad.
Mm-hmm.
And the army doctor looked at it. He shined a light in it, said, "Can you see this?" And I said, "No, not really. I can tell there's light in my eye, but that's about it." He said, "Such a shame." And we're like, "Well, what do you mean?" And then he looks at my parents who are, you know, concerned because their son cannot see out of his right eye.
And he just said something incredibly ominous.
He said he was such a young man too, like I was dying. And then like 10 minutes later, they come back in. They're like, "Hey, the guys from Anchorage are on their way up." We're like, "What do you mean? Like to look at it?" They're like, "No, they're coming to pick you up."
Nice.
Oh, cool. And so I went to Anchorage and they looked at it there. They said, "Yep, this is not good." And they said, "But it will be fine, probably. Put these drops in your eyes. They burn." They didn't say that. I found that out the hard way.
Oh.
And then the next morning, my dad and I woke up, went to IHOP, went to an eye care specialist in Anchorage. He said, "It should be probably okay." And they said, "You can go home." So we went home. And off and on, going to the eye doctor, whatnot. And then late May, I think it was right before my birthday, May 21st. Mm-hmm. Jeremiah's birthday, the other monetary sponsor.
We have all of that information.
Yeah. they said, "Yeah, should be fine. Looks the same on the inside, which could be tragic for my left eye or great for my right eye." And so I still have 20/20 vision. I just got, you know that old timey cringe like keyboard emoticon, like the lowercase O and then the dot and then the capital O.
Oh yeah.
That's what my pupils like look like.
Squinty like
yeah.
eye.
Yeah, they're like the
wonky eyeball.
That's what my pupils are now. So
you got the wonky pupils.
But I still have 20/20 vision.
Do you see more colors now that your pupil is forever expanded?
The government told me I'm not allowed to tell you that. The Crayola also told me I'm not allowed to tell you that. They're afraid I'm going to leak their new colors. Oh, no.
Who are you to listen to the government or Crayola?
Well, they're two equally powerful entities.
Oh, my goodness. As it stands, I believe that. I bet Crayola put out some hits on some powerful people.
Absolutely. Do you remember, what's his name? Fidel Castro.
Oh, yeah, that was Crayola. They had incentive to do that. Yeah. Unbelievable. Well, I'm glad your eye is doing better. At least it's still 20/20. Some people without the belt are still not that.
You know, and I think that is absolutely insane. Boys and girls, eat your carrots. It does nothing for you, but it tricks you. Alex is telling me to say drip or drown, as the e-boys say nowadays.
With carrots?
Yes, and carrots.
Drip or drown in carrots.
Or carrot juice, I guess.
Carrot juice. I don't think I've ever had carrot juice.
I've never had carrot juice alone.
Like in something, probably,
yeah,
like a smoothie?
Yeah, like carrots, mangoes, other orange fruits.
How do you juice a carrot? Do you just punch it?
You ask it to cry. And ask when it doesn't cry, you take its family.
You make it cry.
That is Crayola's Black Market Foundation.
Carrot juice?
No, making fruits cry for the color.
Oh.
Amazing for crayons and colored pencils and other cellar assorted.
They extract carrot tears.
Yes.
After they murder the baby carrots in front of the whole family.
After they steam the baby carrots in front of its family.
What a travesty that would be. I would actually love to be a vegetable torturer.
I think they're called chefs.
Hot take again. Two in one episode.
I take that to the grave as well.
And we're not even to the ad read. This is going to be a great one. Look at that. Okay, so how have you been? I know I haven't had you on the podcast before, but
yeah,
what have you been doing in life? What are some interesting things you've been up to?
Oh, man, let's see.
Besides playing with Legos, in the dirt.
In the dirt. That's about how I spend most of my days. Let's see. Well, obviously, since the universe shut down for a little bit, that was weird. It was great. I didn't have to take my finals.
Very cool.
Yes, it was cool. And you know how every year, I'm sure every high school does this, you have to return your books and pay your fees before you get your diploma?
That's true.
They did not do that for me. I have all of my high school textbooks in a container in the back of my car, and I have my diploma. They also gave me an extra cap and gown.
Oh.
It's weird.
Now you can wear one out if you're feeling a little spicy. Well, just go out into the town.
Well, I could do that if I just had the one, too.
Oh, yeah.
I just gave it away to some junior.
Some junior.
So I have my textbooks, which is great because I'm not going to college next semester.
Yeah, of course.
And I'll need them. I don't know. I was thinking about, leaving, a happy little note and then placing it outside of the school, but I know they'd call that a bomb threat. I know this because one time I dropped my cardboard box that had socks in it, from Amazon and whatnot, outside the school, and they called the police.
Oh, really? Yeah. Did you even write anything like weird on it?
No, it had an Amazon shipping label with my name and address on it, though.
Oh, well, at least they had a suspect instantly.
Yeah, well, it was a weekend, and I had drill practice, and so I went out there, and I didn't realize that I had dropped it. And so the instructors come out, and they're like, hey, this box has your name on it. I was like, wow, that's crazy. They're like, what's in it? Socks. They're like,
socks, Your Honor.
Yeah, they called it bomb threat on it. I was like, well, that's crazy because it's socks.
They're pretty bomb socks, though. They're extremely comfortable. Just drop your books off, like, wrapped in a blanket at the fire station doorstep.
Like an infant. Yeah.
I can't take care of these anymore.
Please return at your nearest leisure.
Man. I don't know why they're so anal about all that.
Books or children?
We're in icy waters here. And I have just taken a deep breath, and I'm not sure if I'm going to return to the surface. They're not anal about children. They're anal about the books.
Okay, we're talking about the school or the fire department now?
The school.
I would understand. Books get expensive.
Yeah. When I went to UAF, there was one of our professors was pushing a textbook that was required for the class and came to find out that he wrote the textbook, and he was just making money off all the students, which is such a scam. I could have taken that class online just by watching YouTube and learned twice as much.
Did you learn twice as much?
I wouldn't know. I didn't go on YouTube because I had to take the class.
I spend a lot of time on YouTube. I don't really like mainstream TV.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. It just, there's something about the content creators like kind of conforming to their viewership.
Yeah.
That feels nice. And mainstream TV doesn't need that.
Yeah, especially like news networks and reality TV shows and stuff.
Yeah.
That's just not my cup of tea, but when you have, you know, someone who has a niche, like, you know, maybe a podcast, hit that subscribe button, you know, the more you have interaction with your fans and stuff, the more they create content that's sculpted to fit
precisely.
You like a glove.
Like fan art.
It's like a, no.
Oh.
Please do not make fan art of this. I don't even know what you would lewd, because that's the first step is rule 34. They put a penis on it somewhere.
Well, there's actually three in the room. Well, two and a half. It hasn't been the same since the incident, but
unfortunate.
Yeah. Not for me, for Alex.
Yeah.
It's not my incident.
Rest in peace.
Yeah.
Yeah. It happens to the best of us.
And Alex.
and the best of us and Alex. Well, yeah, it's unfortunate, really. So I want to talk about, do you play sports?
I ran cross country. I'm halfway under the impression that's just as much of a sport as cheer. But that's what the baseball players say, and they play baseball, so I don't care.
Well, you'll show them when they try and run after you, and then your stamina is way too long for them, and they will tire quickly.
Or they could just throw a ball at me and hurt my little legs.
I've seen our baseball team. They wouldn't hit you.
You've got a good point.
Sorry, Alex.
There's a baseball player in the room, by the way.
Yeah. But have you ever played like fantasy football? Like gambling?
No, I'm not a proficient gambler. When I learned how to play poker, it was about round two. I took all of my chips and I had no clue what I was doing. I was just like, I'm all in. And I had like a two of clubs and like jack of spades.
Oh, that's a winning hand.
There's literally nothing there for me. I just, you know, you gotta commit.
Sometimes it's all or nothing. Full send or no send. I appreciate that. Well, we can do a news bit on that.
Fantasy football or my bad gambling habits?
Your bad gambling habits.
Well, I guess they're not bad gambling habits. I've done it once.
Okay.
You
have to pick a news name. Like, you know how they all have like a certain name type.
Yeah.
Do you know what I'm talking about? I can't describe it. If someone asked me to describe a newscaster name.
My newscaster name.
Yeah.
The Gambling Gambino.
That's your newscaster name?
It would have to be.
All right. All right, here we go. Bum, 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 bum. Breaking news. Top of the hour on Pop Bleach News Network. I'm Scott Taylor, recording live in the studio. Our first story of the night comes all the way from North Pole, Alaska, where
the Gambling Gambino
is on the scene with a hot story. The Gambling Gambino, what's going on?
I lost all my money.
Unfortunate.
I lost my house.
More at 7. Back to you, Jim. That's my kind of news network. It's like right straight to the point.
Oh, yeah. That's quality.
Yeah. Man. So, go for it.
I had nothing to say. I just wanted to say, man, it made me feel like I was saying something important.
It's like a buffer word.
Yes.
I think one of my worst buffer words is I say like a lot.
Mm-hmm.
Like a lot.
Like.
Mm-hmm.
Like a little bit or like a lot?
Like a lot.
Wow.
And like most of the time, I don't even like it. It's just unlikable.
I have a similar issue. It's been more prevalent lately for some odd reason. Someone will say something and I'll say what or huh, you know, like an arrogant buffoon. And I'll know exactly what they said. It just took me a little bit of time to process it.
Mm-hmm.
And so they'll start saying it again and I'll answer their question. And then they look at me, they're like, bruh, I'm like, sorry, I just needed more thonking time, you know? I'm just buffering. I'm running on 3G right here, not 5G.
Facts. 3G on the smooth dome. The game was rigged from the start. Everyone else had ridges and 5G.
Not me.
Not
3G
me.
In Ohio.
My body different.
It's all Ohio.
Ohio?
It's all been. It's always been.
That's terrifying. I hate Ohio. There's nothing good in Ohio.
Well, there's 3G.
Ohio doesn't exist.
Prove it.
Prove it exists.
Have you ever looked at the globe?
Bring me Ohio.
It's all Ohio.
Bring me Ohio. Who decided that Ohio was everything?
Who decided Ohio was nothing?
Me.
Well, I decided it was everything. And I sponsor you.
You drive a hard bargain. All right, that guy was a tough bargainer. Ah, shoot dang.
It's all Ohio.
What a horrible, horrible situation I've just contrived. I'm extremely uncomfortable with the energy we've created in the studio today.
The studio being your bedroom.
Yeah. Well, there's not much else that happens in here. I sleep sometimes.
Sometimes. You know, I walked in and I told you this. I would describe your bedroom as a blue beehive.
A blue beehive.
Yes.
I accept that as the highest form of compliment. Thank you.
As you should. The studio, aka bedroom that we were talking about, the soundproof foam that are 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 octagons. The octagon.
Hexagon.
One, two, three, four, five, two, four. Oh, yeah, my bad. Sorry, I'm brain dyslexic while counting. The hexagonal shapes, the sound foam that's kind of scattered in like a beehive-esque shape, and he has a blue curtain, blue bed, and his lights are currently blue.
True.
The tip of the mics that we're talking on, also blue.
It's an aesthetic.
And his spirit is blue.
My spirit?
Yes.
What does that mean?
You are sad.
Wait, what's that song that goes like,
the color blue of ain't energy. Your color. It's a country song, yeah.
Yeah, no. Yeah. Well,
no, I don't like country, but I know that song.
Man. Someone comment it, please. It's going to bug me.
Comment on what? Can you comment on Apple Podcasts?
I'll make a tweet.
Oh, okay.
Asking.
Hey, check out the Twitter.
Yeah.
Plug the Twitter.
Oh, yeah. At Pop Bleach.
Yay.
Go find it. Follow it. Also, if you have trouble finding it, follow at RealScotty907, and I have it linked in my bio. Yeah, that's where you'll get live updates on all new podcast materials, information on hopefully when I'll be podcasting and posting more frequently, updates. Maybe I'll start posting upcoming guests so you guys can get hyped for it in advance. If you have any suggestions for the podcast, or if you want something to be included, or you want to find out how to be a subscriber.
It's pretty easy. There is a link on Spotify. I, again, don't know how Apple Podcasts works. Spotify is a superior streaming service, but there is a convenient little link that says support this creator.
True. And if that doesn't work, you can go to anchor.fm and search my podcast on there, and it'll take you to my page, which has all my analytics. I get to see that part. Wow. Not you guys, but
this isn't even the ad reel yet. There's going to be two ads in this video now.
Yeah.
And both of them are going to be for you.
Well, I don't mind.
I don't mind either.
Yeah, honestly, if you guys have any feedback, or if you want, if there's something that you want to hear, that's what I'll do. For the people who subscribe, they all get the sticker for free.
Wow.
The little decal. How about that?
Wow.
Should I make it like a water bottle sticker, or should I make it like a window decal? What would you get the most use out of?
Ooh, well, those are two items that I use about the same amount. I use water bottles and a car.
Okay.
How about you make a Pop Rocks and Bleach car and you make a sticker of that car and then I can put that car sticker on my water bottle.
Why didn't I think of this?
Because you have a smooth brain.
It's so darn smooth. Dude, I was listening to the TMG podcast the other day and they talked about smooth brains and I was irked. I was irate.
They took your bit.
They took my bit, guys. I made that before. Well, no, I saw it in a meme and then I thought it was really funny.
Uh-oh.
So I turned it into an entire concept.
You colonized it.
I colonized it. I brought it to the people and claimed it as my own, like we did with the moon.
Did anyone claim the moon as their own?
The United States. We put the flag on it.
Have you seen the new Netflix series Space Force?
I have.
Yeah, Steve Carell. It was very good.
My sister didn't like it.
Well, your sister's...
Mm-mm. Or maybe she didn't see it.
Doesn't she watch, like, what... not Gossip Girls. The Golden Girls, religiously?
I can't attest to that off the top of my head. She might.
Well, you and I both know she does not have a good sense of humor.
Yeah, actually, last time she was on the podcast, we talked about how garbage her taste in TV and shows are. So
yeah, so...
No contest.
Yeah, no contest. It was... I don't want to talk about it too much because that's not why we're here. and I don't want to take away from the viewing experience, but...
For the Space Force TV show? Go for it. We talk about all sorts of stuff.
Oh, okay. Well, we were talking about who claimed the moon. And I guess, really, if you follow Space Force, it would be China.
Mm-hmm. China.
Easy there, Tiger. He's kind of in hot water right now. It's
Everybody is.
Yeah,
I know. The world's on fire.
But...
They can't.
He's holding the matches.
They can't cancel all of us.
They can try.
If everyone's canceled, is anyone really canceled?
Yes. Everyone's canceled.
No, it's like, I think I was talking about this with Seth. If everyone is insane and you're not insane.
Then you're the insane one.
Then you're the insane one. That would because, make sense. Yeah, so it flips like that.
Circling back to cancel culture. Mm-hmm. You know who recovered from cancel culture phenomenally?
James Charles.
That's exactly what I was going to say.
I guess that.
I felt bad, you know, because these were the R-word allegations.
Feller?
R-word? It rhymes with crepe. Or,
oh.
Yeah, that one. They made those kind of allegations, and I was like, well, that's no fair. We're all always, like, innocent until proven guilty, as he's proceeding to lose 3 million subscribers in a day.
Yeah.
So I followed him because I was like, hey, dog, I don't know about this. And then...
You followed him after the allegations
came out? Yeah, because I was like, well, that's no fair. Like, this is... I see how that may look. I see how that may look now. Well, no, that was one fellow from another, because, like, this was after his first video where he's like, it was fine. And then I saw the video of the same kid, the waiter kid who was they were accusing. He accused. It's a weird situation. What was her name? Makeup lady who was mad at James Charles accused him.
She sold the little vitamin gummies for hair and stuff.
Yeah, she accused Mr. Charles of R-wording the waiter, but the waiter had no involvement in that. And then I saw that the waiter had come out and he was like, no, everything we did was consensual and we didn't even do anything that bad. So I was like, all right, well. Mr. Charles has earned my respect, and he has, like, 2 years later afterwards, he opened a text service, and he had the ability to respond to people.
Mm-hmm.
James Charles and I share a birthday, fun fact.
You do?
We do. Well, not the year, but, like, this year we both had one of those monumental birthdays. His was his 21st, and mine was my 18th. So nice. Every day I text him, I was like, hey, yo, Mr. Charles.
Happy B-Day, my guy.
Yeah, I know. I was like, this was, like, from May 2nd till our birthday. Mm-hmm. I was like, I'm hitting you up until you text me back. And he didn't text me back on my birthday, but that's because he was getting sauced out of his mind, apparently. The next day he texted me. He was like, hey, hope you had a great day. I was like, thanks.
He texted you?
That was so cool, yeah.
Dang.
That was cool.
I always wanted to get, like, a reply from a Twitter, like a verified.
Yeah.
I added Pop Rock's Twitter, yeah. But they won't follow me back. Won't. You're missing out on a sponsorship content.
I think it's the
content.
Bleach part.
The Bleach?
Yeah.
Well, we'll ask Clorox, too.
At the same time, yeah, that's great. I have a sort of verified interaction. I was blocked by the creator of Over the Hedge on Twitter.
What do you need to do to
have that happen? I made a tweet. It was very positive, sort of. It was very neutral. I was talking about the econ teacher, Miss King.
Switch.
She was infamous at her school for many years about being the mean teacher. You're familiar with her.
She was very nice to me.
She was nice to everyone, too. I don't know why people were mad at her. But she said she got her reputation of being a mean teacher because early on when she was teaching, she had a rough day teaching And so she just put on Over the Hedge in her economics class for seniors. Mm-hmm. And she had them do like a worksheet and tied it all together very well. But the principal at the time got very angry at her. And so from that day on, she swore that there will never be a second wasted in class. And so I tweeted about that.
The tragic backstory of the superhero.
And Michael Fry, co-creator, something like that, he followed me. And I was like, hey, that's sick, dude. I love Over the Hedge. It's my childhood movie. It made me so happy. I was telling everyone. It was amazing. I even told Miss King, mm-hmm. and she was happy for me. And about 3 days later, I'm assuming I made a tweet that was dark humor. And when I say dark humor, I don't mean like politically incorrect. I just mean like hand in blender, hee hee, or something like that.
I know a lot about that.
Then he unfollowed me, and I was like, well, what the heck, dude? So I DM'd him. I was like, hey, I want to talk about the character Hammy. And then it said, you can no longer private message this person or direct message. I was like, well, either he didn't like my blender tweet or he really hates Hammy.
I can't imagine either of those are true. He probably just misclicked. That's what happened.
He unfollowed and blocked me like some angry ex-girlfriend.
We'll get back to that in a second. We got a quick commercial break. Stay with it, guys. Thank you. Alrighty, and we're back. And I just realized something about how Anchor works. If you have the same sponsor for multiple audio tracks, they will actually just take one ad read and record it for every episode. Wow. So I re-recorded one of the ad reads that I did with my sister, and I have one with Seth, but they might have gone back into the podcast and put the newer ad in for the old episodes.
Okay.
So I'll have to go back and check on that. So I do apologize. We'll try to do generic ads from now on instead of like episode specific. But
yeah.
So it might still be Abby's ad in here or whatever's next.
Abby ad.
Yeah. So if that's the case, rest in peace, earbud users. Again.
Sorry.
That was a loud one.
My condolences. Ooh. There it is. Okay. Yeah. Half a tongue away.
Clayson's measuring his mic distance with tongue lengths.
It's true. I am currently half a tongue away. And if you hear the audio be any different, it's because I am no longer half a tongue away.
I use James Franco as my unit of measurement. James Franco.
No, I'm familiar.
Yeah, so if, you know, we're 6 feet apart quarantining.
Yes.
I don't actually know how tall he is. I think he's 6.
Okay.
We'd say we're one James Franco apart.
Or?
Or if you were measuring something much larger or smaller, like if you had rice, and you would say, oh, one rice is about, I don't know, 1/400,000th of his body weight. So you'd say if you're having a cup of rice, you're having, I don't know, like how many rice grains would be in James Franco's body?
I don't know, but Alex has fact checked. James Franco is not 6 foot tall.
How tall is he?
Only 6 foot on Tinder. He is 5'11".
Oh. So we would be within an inch of being a James Franco from each other.
Yes.
Yeah. That's why it would be convenient to have him around. During quarantine?
Just every time. Lay down right here. I need to know how far away this person is.
Or just, you know those straps that mothers use to carry their child around?
Oh, just keep him strapped on you.
Yeah, but only his feet on your chest, and he just stands straight out like human flagpole.
Ouch.
It wouldn't hurt you. It would just be like really good core exercise for him.
Does he have a six-pack? Should he have a six-pack? He should have a six-pack by now.
I think he has a six-pack, yeah. He was in Now You See Me.
He's the guy that killed Kim Jong-un in the interview, yeah?
Yes.
He certainly has to have a six-pack.
Yes, and Why Him? That's a good one. Have you seen that?
I have not.
I recommend it. I won't spoil anything about it.
Wait, I have. Mm-hmm. He falls into a tank of urine, right?
Yeah, moose pee.
Yeah, that's right. I do remember that.
Okay, we won't spoil one thing about it. But you should still watch it. Okay, I'll spoil some more. All the art that you see in that movie,
yeah.
He actually painted that art.
Wow.
It's so funny. Like, there's one painting, it's just capybara's humping. And it's just titled that, capybara's humping.
Is it, like, good art or is it, like...
It's pretty decent.
Really?
Yeah, it's not just, like, children's art. It's.
I watched the movie. It had to have been 7th grade, I think.
You watched that in 7th grade?
It was many moons ago. I watched the interview in 7th grade, too. I don't know. I watched one of them in 7th grade.
Wow. Have you ever seen a spoof movie?
Like the horror movies? Like the...
Horror does a lot of spoof movies, like Scary Movie?
Yeah, Scary Movie was the movie I was talking about.
Yeah, have you seen any besides those?
No, I don't think so. I don't know. I couldn't tell you.
I used to go on because I thought I was like a hacker kid. Mm-hmm. And I was like, I don't need to pay for movies. So I was like, 123movies.com. And then I got to watch in like Mandarin Chinese on someone else's like 240p phone screen.
Yeah.
So anyway, I watched one. It was a spoof of Taken, mm-hmm. the movie Taken with Liam Neeson. It's called Tooken. So funny. Just such a funny movie. Very not racially appropriate at all.
Yeah, no, I'd imagine. Around the time that Endgame came out, I called out of work like any civilized human being and watched Endgame that night. Mm-hmm. Mind you, I've never seen the Fairbanks movie theater so crowded. There was a line just to get into the theater.
Yeah.
It was insane. But I watched Endgame in theaters, and then a couple days after, I was perusing Instagram, and I go through the comments every once in a while because the comments make the meme funny, really.
Exactly.
And I saw this one account. It said, link to all of Endgame in my bio, and I was like, well, this is either a virus, a crappy copy, or exactly what the people want. And I opened it. It took me to a Chinese website,
saw the chances of virus and everything else.
You know, you gotta take risks. Sure. And I opened it, and it was like a 720p copy of Endgame in English. And I told someone about it in pre-calc, and people were messaging me. They're like, can you send me that link?
I was like, Mr. Popularity.
Just go watch the movie.
Yeah, why don't you support the people that made it?
And don't get me wrong, I also watched the movie on my phone illegally, but I also bought a ticket.
I feel like after you buy it, you have the right to pirate it.
You think?
You wouldn't download a house.
I feel less bad about it. Well, I would if I could, trust me.
Have you seen those videos? It's like the ones that are like, piracy is not a victimless crime. And it's like
the early 2000 ones that are really intense. Yeah. That they play before every movie.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Those ones are so funny.
I never cared about it as a kid. I don't care about it now.
Yeah, I never had the technical wherewithal to be like, oh, that's something that I should be aware of. Mm-hmm. I'm like, I couldn't do that if I tried.
Yeah.
Pirate, yeah. Carrots and beans, that's all I know, my guy.
All I know.
What were we talking about earlier that we wanted to loop back to? Right before the ad. I feel like we were talking about something.
Toes, Cars 3, my inability to count to 6. I don't remember. I have no recollection.
It's lost to the sands of time.
No, it belongs to the sun people now.
The sun people?
Uh-huh.
Who is that?
The people of the sun.
Like, people live on the sun or people worship
the
sun?
Well, North Korea went there, so they had to see something there.
Oh, true. They just went at night. So it was cool.
The sun was asleep.
Yeah.
Are you familiar with that tech? Nah, it's not text post. That post that was circling around a while ago. It was like, who would win, 1 billion lions or the sun?
I saw
that. And someone said, well, all the lions would just pee on it.
Yeah.
Like, that'll solve the problem.
What a ridiculous question. Of course the lions would win against the sun. Like,
of course.
Have you seen a lion?
I've never seen the sun up close. I'm not scared of the sun. But if a lion comes at me, ooh.
Okay, I have a very serious question.
I have a very serious answer.
And this is based on astronomy.
Okay.
And personal opinion.
Stars and opinion.
Yeah.
Okay.
What are your thoughts on the moon? Not trying to get political or anything, but what do you think about the moon?
It comes and goes with the tides.
Or do the tides come and go with the moon?
Does it matter?
Personally, I hate the moon.
Really?
Yes.
Why?
I am strongly opposed to the moon.
But every once in a while, it does this thing where it just covers the sun.
Yeah, I love the sun.
Well, I do too.
That guy deserves no attention.
It's got to go every once in a while. Like, you know, we have to have special blackout curtains just so we can hide from the sun for 8 hours in order to slumber.
That's true. Yeah, especially in Alaska. Yeah. But
the moon really comes in clutch every once in a while.
He's always lurking during the day too.
Yeah, it is kind of weird. He's like that one friend who shows up at events but no one invited him to.
Mm-hmm. Or the person at the barbecue who literally doesn't know anyone and has 3 plates.
Yeah.
And you're like, who do you know? Yeah. And he's like, I'm about to head out.
I know that he owns a grill.
Yeah. These are some good green bean casserole.
Great question. I'll come back to that later. Bye.
Good question. The Shrek meme. So, as a meme connoisseur,
I would not consider myself, but okay.
What would you consider yourself if you had to give yourself a title?
Sad.
Sad?
Yes.
Self-proclaimed?
Uh-huh.
Okay. Who else proclaims? Would anyone else just look at you and say, man, that guy is sad?
Alex is currently raising his hand. My parents do it every once in a while. A lot of my friends, especially at nighttime, I listen to a lot of sad music, not because I resonate with it, just because I really like the way it sounds.
Like Drops of Jupiter?
Yeah, kind of like that. One song that I've listened to for 3 months, I want to say-ish, around that, and it never ceases to either make me cry or make me want to cry, despite the fact that I have no resonation with it at all, is If the World Was Ending by J.P. Sachs.
I'm not familiar.
Are you sure? Do you want me to sing it to you?
Well, actually, I have an aux port right here, but I don't have the dongle connector. I just bought it online. So pretty soon, we'll be able to stream stuff from my phone into the podcast.
Okay.
So we'll be able to like react to other stuff. Well, I forgot to mention that. That's a cool new feature with the $15 that I've acquired over the past 3 months.
You purchased a dongle.
I bought a dongle, so more to come.
That is how much they cost.
Yeah, it was
so nicely done.
More expensive.
Yes. Well, either way, I don't know why. You know, it just makes me sad. I hear it come on the radio because now it's on the radio. Mm-hmm. Volume goes up, windows go up. I am sad for the next 3 minutes of my life.
And you have to take the back roads because you can't drive fast through the tears.
Mm-hmm.
I understand the feeling.
Precisely.
Yeah, mine is like... Drops of Jupiter.
It's a good song.
A Drop in the Ocean.
Uh-huh. Drop It Like It's Hot.
Yeah, no. Mr. Saxo Beat 2007 remix.
Another song, not sad. I just, every time it comes on, I'm boogieing, is It Wasn't Me by Shaggy.
Mm.
This is a good one.
I don't think I've heard that either. You're going to have to send me a playlist.
It is. I'll send you my liked songs playlist because they're both on there right now. Mm-hmm. They haven't found their way to their right playlist. I have three... playlists predominantly. I read all my playlists before I went to Europe.
Mm-hmm.
Of all the years I've had Spotify, so from like 2015 to now, I have my traveling slow playlist,
mm-hmm.
My traveling happy playlist, and my 2020 clout playlist.
And that's on gang.
That is on gang.
It's nothing but 6ix9ine.
There's 0 6ix9ine on my clout playlist. There's sorry, a lot Tekashi. Of DaBaby though.
A lot of DaBaby. DaBaby slaps.
DaBaby is good.
His music video for
Rockstar.
No.
Oh.
Shug.
Oh, good song.
That one's a good song.
I'm feeling with the video, but I like the song.
Music video is crazy. I saw the music video before I saw the song.
Mm-hmm.
Just mute.
Wow, that's crazy.
And I was like, oh, there's got to be some more to this.
There's got to be some audio somewhere.
Yeah.
No, there's one artist who I very much enjoy, but has not found her place on any of my playlists because she's not clout. She's not particularly happy. She's not particularly sad. Is Doja Cat.
Doja Cat.
All of her songs currently reside in my liked songs on Spotify.
What would be one of your top songs from her?
A Cookie Jar.
Cookie Jar, a classic.
Mm-hmm.
I was watching college kids react to Doja Cat.
Uh-huh.
And there's this one guy on there who's reacted to like a bunch of other stuff like Eminem songs and Logic. And he was reacting to Doja Cat. He was simping hard.
As you should with Doja Cat.
He was like... I forget. It had to have been the one where she was dressed as like a cow, like
for Moo.
the lowest budget.
That is a good song.
And he was like, "I want Doja Cat to throw a milkshake at my head." Okay, and then later he was like, "I want her to step on my neck." I was like, "Dog,
need to simmer down."
Yeah, man. he was simping hard.
Was it from the React channel?
Mm-hmm.
That channel is truly. Something. I don't know. I don't hate it. There was that whole thing where they tried to claim the word React, but it was really just misinterpretative of social media. They've been around forever. Like, I've seen kids go from Kids React, and now they're in College React, mm-hmm. or College Students React.
Now they're Elders React.
Yeah, no, that's insane to think about. Like, I grew up with these people pretty much. I grew up watching these people think, oh, that's that. And it's really... I feel like there's studies that could be done on it because you see these kids and they ask them hard questions when they're kids. Like, what do you think about bullying? And they show them that heart-wrenching video of Amanda Todd. And kids were like, bullying bad. And then you see them grow up and they ask them a similar question. I'm assuming there's something along the lines of asking about George Floyd now. And you'll see how, like, they now understand the world's not black and white. You know,
a lot of gray area.
The world's exclusively gray.
Mm-hmm.
The world's almost exclusively gray.
If there's anything that's white or black... you should probably take another look at it because you're probably not seeing something.
Precisely.
And that's why I don't like to get too political and like say my opinion all the time, especially when something's really fresh in the news.
Right.
Because not all the facts are there.
I don't know for certain.
I mean, it's not wrong to take a stance based on what you know, but I'd rather know before I take the stance. You know what I'm saying?
And I don't I try not to, and I'm sure I fall short of this, as many self-respecting American does.
We are but humans.
I will find, particularly with my friend Bo, him and I are on two very different ends of the political spectrum, and I don't need to specify which ones.
Gay and straight. The two political parties.
Well, then we are on the same end. Just questionable at different times. I will find that he'll say something to me, and I'm like, that seems arrogant, and you're the buffoon. And every once in a while, I find that, no, it is I who was the buffoon, mm-hmm. because he read up on something that I had yet to read up on.
Yeah.
And I feel silly because I'm like, I made an assumption based off your other beliefs that I disagree with, and I called you wrong.
That's how we operate as humans. We observe things, and then it's like an AI that like tracks your behavior mm-hmm. and evolves based on it. Seth was showing me this game that's been out forever. It's like Age of Empires or something.
Yeah, he told me to download it.
Yeah, it's not on Xbox, so he lied to me. Thanks, Seth. Anyway, the AI takes your gameplay, and based on how you react in the first game, it'll evolve in the second game, or during the same game, it'll start to develop different tactics. Mm-hmm. That's how humans work. I don't know why I just compared human brains to technology, because we're so more complex than that.
Yeah.
But just, you just take in what you can and then, make observations based mm-hmm. on it. And sometimes you jump to conclusions because of it.
Yeah. But I think, again, not to be political, and this isn't political, but I just want to make that clear. This has my beliefs do not align with Pop Rocks and Bleach.
Okay. Pop Rocks and Bleach LLC is a separate entity.
Correct.
The views here should not be representative of that.
However, this is going to be hard to disagree with. I think one thing we could all learn as people is that it should be okay to say, hey, you're right, I was wrong, and you taught me something today. And there is no demographic on Twitter that believes that.
No, it's always, you're wrong.
It could be ironic. I made an ironic tweet a while ago. And politically correct, I varying levels, it depends on who you are. And someone commented, they said, great, I forgot what they said. It was along the lines of, it's not your place to say how this trans should interpret their life. I'm like, that is correct, but I am in my place to post my jokes on Twitter.
Mm-hmm.
And while you are correct, if you don't enjoy this content, I ask you to not say anything.
And just leave. I mean, That's one of my favorite things about Twitter and about any social media, really, mm-hmm. is if someone is posting something that you don't associate with, or if it's not part of who you are, you don't have to follow them.
Right.
You don't have to interact with their tweets
at all,
because the more you interact with that person, the more popularity they're getting from your page as well.
Right. Yeah.
So like if it's something you really disagree with,
ignore it.
I would say ignore it, honestly. That's probably the best thing to do.
And nobody does that. That's the only reason internet trolls still exist. You don't say anything, they go away. It's mm-hmm. kind of like in middle school. I was playing basketball, and I was short and chunky,
mm-hmm.
And I was trying to play basketball, and I roll up to the court with the boys being one other boy, because I was not very social either.
The boy.
And there were these two 8th graders, again, 6th grade. They said, sorry, only people with big penises are allowed here. And I said, okay, well, I guess I'll go. And then I walked away. They're like, you're just going to take that? I was like, you bring nothing but good arguments to the table. It's time for me to leave.
You should have hit him with the old, how do you know? You bunch of pervs. Well,
quality.
I admire your 6th grade self. My 6th grade self could never.
Yeah. No. I don't know. I just – there was never that pressing need to assert my dominance over 8th grade boys in 6th grade, because sure. they were going to high school next year, and the big kids would take care of them.
Mm-hmm, yeah. Fresh meat.
Yeah. And then I was the big kid getting taken care of by bigger kids.
There's always a bigger fish.
There's always a figger bish.
Who? what? I believe in that. Well, honestly, back on like human nature and behavior, mm-hmm. which is kind of like a deeper topic for the
right.
Pop Rocks and
Yeah,
Bleach.
I feel like if people hear your name and my name together, they're thinking endless jokes, not human philosophy.
Yeah.
But anyways.
But we are some of the greatest minds of our generation, are we not?
As we are.
The smoothest minds of our generation. I'm copyrighting that. The smoothest minds. Anyway, it's in my opinion anyway, and in my experience, if someone proves me wrong, I'm excited.
Yeah, because
absolutely. That means there's something that I didn't know, mm-hmm. and I want to learn more about it.
Right.
And I feel like you know, getting upset, you know, it's never a bad thing to be proved wrong.
No.
Even if you had, like, been really staunchly on defense about it the whole time and then your eyes are opened, you know.
Yeah.
There might be a little bit of embarrassment.
Right.
Which, obviously, that's human nature. Mm-hmm. But other than that, you should be excited to embrace this opportunity to – someone has something to tell you that you don't know mm-hmm. previously.
No, absolutely. And so I agree. Growing up, I lived in a – in all the southern states, really. Florida, Louisiana, Texas, all the bad ones.
States.
Yeah, and with living in southern states, they have their particular stances on homosexuality. Mm-hmm. And being a things, yeah. young and impressionable mind, I was like, okay, they say this is fact. So coming up here, a very more homosexual accepted state.
I would say so.
I mean, it depends on where you are, but yeah. I had homophobic ideologies, and as I started growing up, I was like, wait a second. That doesn't impact me at all.
Who are you?
What do I have to gain from being a jerk to these people who care not about what I think about them?
Exactly.
And now people think I'm gay.
My, how the tables have tabled. Man, what a long-winded way of saying that.
Truly. Like, if me from the past could see me now, he would be livid. He would be proud because he is no longer borderline obese and 4'8", but at the same time, flamboyancy is funny. And that's not saying that I make jokes on behalf of the LGBTQ community, because that's not true. I think flamboyance altogether, just really the best way to make jokes, you know?
Mm-hmm. Younger self would be like, you became the very thing you swore to destroy.
Well, I actually never swore to destroy homosexuals.
I feel like that's a pretty bold stance to take as like an 8-year-old. I will kill all. I'll kill everyone.
No, I take a lot of my sense of humor from John Mulaney.
I can tell.
Yeah, as most can.
It's apparent.
And I try not to let that define me, because I don't want to be John Mulaney 2 Electric Boogaloo. But it's hard when growing up, that's who I listened to.
Mm.
And I was like, this is great. This is quality. And then I started making jokes. And I was like, hey, that was kind of a John Mulaney joke. And I was like, I liked that.
Yeah.
And now here I am.
Here you
flamboyant
are.
Flamboyant and funny.
Is that how you would describe John Mulaney?
A memoir. Yeah. Flamboyant and funny.
Go ahead and say something ominous. I'll edit and post later. It'll sound really cool.
What do you mean ominous?
Like, you seen those memes and it's just like a frog or something?
I understand.
It just says arson underneath.
What do you mean it's not a tortilla?
That's good. I'll have to remember to edit that. Because if I don't, it's just going to be like really, really awkward. But I'm sure I'll remember. I'll make a note.
Frogs have really found their way in the meme community lately. Have you noticed?
I've seen the frog side of TikTok recently.
It is insane, but I love it.
Honestly, I'm all for it. I was watching one, and it was these two guys sitting on a train track,
mm-hmm.
and then the camera zooms in, yeah. and there's a frog in between yep. them, and they fist bump the frog, yeah. and it fist bumped them back?
Yeah.
What? I am so sad that all the frogs here just freeze in the wintertime.
But they come back.
Yeah.
I'm happy for the frog community.
Yeah, I just wish it was more thriving here.
They've really found their place in Florida. Yeah, frogs,
Everglades,
booming community.
The frogs really do be booming down in the Everglades. Yeah,
man, frogs, gay. Who's that guy?
Alex Jones.
Alex Jones. That's the only natural step to go from here, right?
InfoWars.
What are your thoughts
on turning the freaking frogs gay?
Well, I think InfoWars altogether, but homosexual frogs are a thing of itself.
Sure. Well, this is going to come as a shock to a lot of my viewers.
Uh-huh.
My stance on homosexual frogs is I'm for it. I'm really for it.
I absolutely am.
If a frog and another frog want to mate for life.
Absolutely.
In the most intimate way possible.
Ribbit, ribbit.
Indeed. And they're both the same gender? Like, who am I to judge?
Who am I to say no?
And besides, how would we even enforce that?
Think about how much better the Muppets would have been had Kermit been involved with another frog, especially a man frog. I mean, use her, hi-ho, Kermit, and then whatever the hi-ho other frog is. That sounds so much better than Miss Piggy.
Miss Piggy was kind of overrated, in my opinion.
Absolutely. You know who was underrated?
Who?
Gay Kermit. I absolutely support homosexual Kermit.
When was his debut?
Don't worry about it. It's yet to come. Crayola is going to be busting down your door later that you know about that now.
FBI, open
up. They're in cahoots.
Yeah, hopefully not, but...
We've made a lot of homosexual jokes. Again, I want to go out there and say I am pro-LGBTQ, just so I'm not trying to make jokes on their behalf. I'm just so happy to make jokes that work in cahoots. Second time I've used that word.
Yeah, I like the gays.
I am particularly fond of.
I just like to come out as gay. I mean, pro-gay. Dang it, I always do this.
This is going to be rough in my future, huh? We're going to get canceled.
Canceled?
Well, how are we going to get canceled?
That's what I'm saying. If we get canceled, then like how would we even know? I only have 8 listeners anyways.
So. That's true. If you cancel us, you are anti-gay.
Yeah. Because joke's on you, if I get canceled, I'm still posting the podcast.
I said it earlier, too. I support James Charles.
Yes. Well, I don't know. I don't know all the story on him, and he's kind of a complex individual.
He very much is.
I will come out as neutral for James Charles, though.
Yeah, I wouldn't say it's unconditional support, but he has not done anything to rid me of that support.
You know who I really support?
Who?
Dr. Michio Kaku, the physicist. That man is insane. I want to talk to him about... so much of the universe and black hole theory and string theory and everything like that. But I'll probably end up talking to Seth about it because he'll make me watch Interstellar again.
Seth is so adamant on life being a simulation.
He showed me a video the other day called Egg Theory. Have you seen that?
No. I don't watch any of the videos in regards to that he sends me. I'm just like, oh, cool.
They're pretty interesting concepts. They're fun to look at.
They are, but...
It's like listening to conspiracy theories.
You know... And maybe that's true. To me, it's the same thing as someone saying, if you knew how you died, would you want to know? The answer is no, because I don't want to think about that for my entire life.
True. That would just be in the back of your mind.
Yeah, if you say, life's a simulation, and this is why, it doesn't have to be true. But I'm going to be thinking about it for way longer than I want to. Like, I got other things to focus on. There are Legos that are unbuilt in my car.
That's a massive problem facing America right now, is absolutely. The unbuilt Lego epidemic.
Of the three issues... America is currently facing on today's date, June 15th, 2020. Unbuilt Legos is definitely up there.
I'd say it's probably the nation's largest threat right now. Imagine the Cuban Missile Crisis.
But Lego.
No Cuba, no missiles, just crisis. We're in it.
That is us at the moment.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Us ATM boys, it is crisis time. Grab your Legos. We rise up at noon. I wanted to say dawn, but...
You think you can build, like... Have you seen the videos of the protesters getting, like, street cones and putting it over to your gas thing and dumping water or, like, two bowls? You think we can do that with Legos?
Just put it in your mouth.
Just Lego, like, clamps. Just cover it. And then, like, connect. Like, one end is, like, the adapter end.
Sure.
And the other is, like, the pluggy end, and you just clip it in there. And then you could... throw it back and be arrested.
I'm not condoning it, nor am I explaining it, but I have heard rumor of leaf blowers working.
Oh, everybody's gangsters. The protesters roll up with some leaf blowers.
Oh, shoot. They got leaf blowers. Their Second Amendment right has gone too far.
Was it you who was telling me about the National Guard kids who joined just to... for their education benefits, and then they ended up having to fight protesters.
I wasn't telling you about that.
That is such a wild concept, because my friends are doing, they're joining the National Guard
for money, for college. Yeah.
Yeah.
And they're like, oh, it's Guard Reserve. You won't, you know, two weekends a month, blah, blah, blah. And then they're like, crisis time, boys.
That is
suit up.
Most unfortunate for them. I feel bad for them.
Yeah. All righty. Sorry, we had to take a quick break. Family problem.
Meow.
My family. Man, my cat is meowing. She's sad because we're in here and she is out there. But if she was in here, she would be walking on the keys and trying to rub up on the mics and probably making meow sounds. Yes, cats do sometimes.
Cats meow. Mm-hmm. They do that. It's weird when they oink.
You heard one do that?
Your cat did it.
Mine?
She might have stepped on the pig. What'd you do to her? She might have stepped on the rubber pig.
That makes more sense. But yeah, so as we're wrapping up, I'm going to be posting on the Pop Rocks and Bleach Twitter, so make sure to follow that at Pop Bleach.
Mm-hmm.
There's going to be some more interactive stuff with the people who listen, so we can get a more you know, cultured experience for you, more cultivated for your needs. Make this podcast wrap around you like a glove or a space blanket.
A space blanket.
Space blankets are OP. But anyways, we'll also be dropping some links for some... Do you want me to plug your Twitter?
Nah, you don't gotta. It's cool.
All right, I'll put it in the bio. Link in bio for Clayson's Twitter if you want to follow him. His brain is nearly as smooth as mine. So it's close contest, but you'll get there.
Thank you. I like to think my tweets are funny. I understand they're not all. But check them out.
Yeah, go for it. Check them out. All righty. Again, thanks for the listen. Sorry for the inactivity over the past long time. And I'll hope to be more consistent, but we'll just have to play it by ear and see how it goes. Peace.
I don't have yours.